5. Zoology.
Fish populations. Most people assume that fishing unavoidably decreases fish populations in exploited areas. However, many scientists have been surprised to find that this is not always the case. In reality, fishing can have varying effects upon fish populations, even serving to increase fish populations to dangerous levels. One study recently found that fishing often leads to a cycle that occurs in two stages. During the first stage, populations grow rapidly as fishermen target older fish rather than young fish. Older fish are more desirable to fishermen because they are larger. In fact, some governments pass laws saying that fish that are under a certain size must be released back into the water. Young fish reproduce at faster rates than older fish. As a result, in a short period, the population of young fish mushrooms. Very quickly, the rapid increase in fish population puts a strain on natural resources. At this point, the fish population begins to decline. With older, larger fish gone, the population becomes unstable. For one, as food resources decrease, many fish simply die of starvation. In addition, the fish population finds itself unable to grow. Gone is the stability afforded by older fish, which generally provide fewer but stronger offspring. With those larger fish gone, most new offspring are considerably weaker. Thus, fish populations are further decreased by the lack of fit offspring. As a result, as is the case with the Atlantic swordfish, the entire fish population decreases, and the remaining fish are weaker than they had been previously. As the few remaining fish grow into adulthood, the cycle begins again.